گھر سے دولا چلا لادلی کا کیا نظارہ ہے.
7 minutes after 11 Central African time, a beautiful wet morning, rainy morning here in Johannesburg, Lanesia, the land of Asia. My engineer this morning, of course, not Haji Yusuf Ali, is none other than Brother Tobella, my very good beloved brother in Islam. Ameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always reward him and accept him, inshallah. He's always on Mufti Sab's back, mashallah. He never ever leaves us, Brother Tobella. Let's welcome, of course, the listeners of that is Radio Al Ansar, the listeners of Sirius FM, and yes, the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah Wal Jama'ah. Our WhatsApp number 084-786-3132. It is the bliss of marriage between now 11 o'clock to 12 o'clock, part one. Part two tomorrow, same time, same place, inshallah. Ustad, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa rafat. We welcome all the listeners of Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wa Jama'ah. And yes, we thank our brother Tobella as well. Thank you very much.
Ustad, let's begin, inshallah, this Tuesday morning. Can a girl or a boy choose her or his own partner in Islam, Ustad? Can they do that?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In Islam, the boy or the girl can choose their own partner and future spouse. However, there is one proviso condition we need to add there, and that is always take the blessings of your parents, because your parents are irreplaceable and they will guide you along so that you make the correct and right decisions in life. Just to say that I will marry this girl, or this girl say I will marry this boy. So remember, if the boy does that, the marriage will be, the nikah will be valid, but it will be devoid and void of barakah and blessing. And if our daughter, sister does that, then the nikah itself will be null and void. And that is the verdict of majority scholars. So therefore, you can suggest to your parents that this is the person I would like to marry, I prefer to marry, and so forth. So all that Islam will encourage, but take the blessings and permission of your parents, and inshallah, you will go far in life with their du'as and their supplications.
I see we've got Sister Mahdia. She wants to know, Mufti Sahab, what should we look in for a partner, whether it is a girl or it is a boy? Ustad.
They are what we call al-hukukul mushtaraka. There are certain rights that are both. You have to look in a boy and a girl. For example, they have to be Muslim. You can't marry a non-Muslim. Secondly, today every second person claim they're Muslim, whether they are Ahmadi, Qadiani, Shia, and Aga Khani. So all these people are non-Muslims. You can't marry them. Their name can be Ahmad, Muhammad, Ali, Fatima, Zainab. So you cannot marry them when they are Shias or Qadianis or Ahmadis, Aga Khanis. So you need to ensure that whether it's boy or girl, we are marrying a person who belongs to the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, believes in the Quran Sharif, in the authentic ahadith mubarakah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and believes that all the sahaba and beloved companions and students of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are great and special people. Yes, they committed mistakes, they made sin, Allah forgave them, none of us has the right to criticize them, and we believe in the awliyaullah, the special friends of Almighty Allah. We accept the four schools of jurisprudence. So that is what you have to look into, number one. Number two is look into the person's attachment, commitment to salat. This is something we just overlook and we just undermine it. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala used to say, if a person is devoted, dedicated to his salat, then he will fulfill the other tasks as well and duties. But if he's squandering his or her salat, then they will squander and waste the other rights and the object or obligations as well. So therefore, salat is very important. Third one, the character of that person. That lady is a paragon of beauty, but her character is such, she's so proud, so arrogant, so jealous, for small, small things she'll pull her face. Or that person there, remember, he's got so many good qualities, the male, but remember, the character is very bad, that you must remember that he will swear you, abuse you, and so many other things. So these are the main things you need to look at, both parties. Thereafter, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us regarding the woman, when you go and look at her, limaliha wa li jamaliha wa li hasabiha, you will look at the wealth, you will look at the beauty, you will look at the status in society. All these are secondary. Wali deeniha, look at the deen, a piety and character and so forth. Fazfar bidati deen taribat yadak, that you will be successful if you look at deen and give that priority. Although she is not the most beautiful woman, but she will bring your marriage will have stability, your children will get direction in life. The hadith in Mishkat Sharif and in Tirmidhi Sharif, when you love woman, my sister, my daughter, إِذَا خَطَبَ إِلَيْكُمْ مِمَّنْ تَرْدَوْنَ دِينَهُ وَخُلُقَهُ, somebody proposes for your daughter, sister, niece, yeah, and that person is Muslim and good character, so get your daughter married to him. فَإِلْ لَمْ تَفْعَلْ, you don't do so, تَكُنْ فِتْنَةٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَفَسَادٌ عَرِيثٌ, there will be fitna, mayhem, chaos on this earth, they'll run away, and so many other things will happen, as we can see right in front of our eyes today. So therefore, O parents, don't be so fussy and don't have a very long table of specifications like you are buying a car or a cell phone or a computer. Remember, these are the basics, and then get your daughter's son married, and inshallah, with the blessings of Almighty Allah and your du'as, Allah Ta'ala will give them a happy marriage and grant them pious children, inshallah.
Inshallah, ameen, ameen, thumma ameen. Ustaz, this one says here, this is from Pretoria. It says, Assalamu alaikum, Mufti Saab. Now my daughter is baligh. She is 19 years of age, Mufti Saab. Mufti Saab, I as a parent, how strict should I be towards my daughter? She is only 19, but I am very strict, Ustaz. But how strict should I be with her?
Remember, the most important thing is that now she's 19, you need to get her settled and pass the word around that now people can come and propose to your daughter and so forth. And how strict you should be, you should be the example to her. And no smoking, no TV, no all boyfriends, no WhatsApping to ghair mahram and strangers. So all this you need to monitor. Remember, when you educate a male, you educated one person. When you educate a female and teach her to be the ambassador of Islam, then she becomes an asset to the family, to the ummah. And that is the benefit of educating our mothers, sisters, daughters, that they become ambassadors of hundreds and thousands of people. So that is what is meant by strictness. Strictness don't mean you shout her all the time. We need to lead by example. Her clothing, everything must be within the parameters of the Sharia.
Subhanallah. Somebody says, Ustad, is it mandatory for a Muslim girl to marry if she is not taking any initiative and not showing interest to marry and she is mature to decide about her life? Please advise, Ustad. This is a common problem nowadays in today's Pakistani society, Ustad.
Not only Pakistani society, in all societies today. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hadith in Musnad Ahmad, Al-A'zabu Shaitan, that male who does not get married, he got opportunity, occasion to get married, he feels, no, let me remain a confirmed bachelor, he's a shaitan, because he will fall into so many vices. That lady, same law for her, that she got so many good proposals, but because of her pride, her arrogance, and she felt there's nobody like her, she keep on refuting, rejecting them, and declining them, then in that case, there she also becomes shaitan, because then she falls into other types of vices and so forth. So that's what Islam teaches us. Now, number two, why do these girls, you're speaking of females, so let's speak about them. Today, majority of the females will not want to get married because they're pursuing their career. They want to be financially independent. They feel that they want to lead their life according to their whims and fancies. They don't want to be stuck with a husband and have children and so forth. So this is the satanic system of the West. Remember that. That the satanic system of the West came and said, woman, leave your home, go and work, go and get this degree, everything, then you will intermingle with so many men, you will lose your haya, shame, sometimes they lose their virginity. So many things happen, and all because financial independence. I want to be an independent person. That is the unnatural way of doing things. You want the natural way, so you get married as soon as possible. You are 15, 17, 20, so whenever you are ready, you get married. Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, when she married, she was 15 years and 5 months. So 15 and a half years, we can say. So imagine, this is now what Islam is encouraging us to do. And look at the world today. So many vices with our youth. And one of them is this. That because we're not encouraging them to get married, they're busy with cyber affairs. They're busy with so many married men. So many questions come to me of this nature. That this lady now is sending messages to somebody's husband. Somebody's wife is sending messages to a certain boy who's not married and so forth. Certain bachelor. So all this stems from, we want to lead the West and the unnatural way. So the natural way is to lead a pure and a chaste life and get all our children, sons and daughters, 18, 20, 22, they must be married, and then you will have a stable society. Look at South Africa. They can try whatever they want to, it'll never come right. Because you must remember, they have allowed that adultery, they have allowed fornication, they have allowed the gay brigade, and then they said, go to hospital, on demand you can get abortion, we'll give you condoms. But they're not going to the root of the problem. They're trying to solve it from the fruits, from the top. So therefore, that system is always a failure. Islam solves the problem from the roots. That is how you eradicate the problem and solve the problem.
084-786-3132. That's our WhatsApp number to the international overseas countries. +27847863132. Let's go to Brother Irshad. He says, Mufti Saab, I studied the Bible, the Old Testament, and the New Testament. Now he's saying here, I wanted to ask, what is the role of clerics in nikah? Because no verse of the Quran is necessary to be recited in the ceremony. He says, yet we see even the people of the book, like the Christians and the Jews, make rabbis and fathers present in a marriage. It is just a tradition, or is it a religious obligation? So he says, I heard in one of Javed Hamidi Sahib's lectures, that nikah is acceptance of both parties. So why do we call clerics, fathers and rabbis, to conduct the nikah? Please explain, Mufti Saab.
First and foremost, brother, your question, we need to rephrase it. That's exactly what I mentioned in the previous question. When does Ummah get so impressed and influenced by the West, you think the West is the best and white is right, then that is the decline and the downfall of the Ummah. You say you studied the New Testament, Old Testament, therefore you are using the word cleric. So that's wrong already. In Islam, we don't have clerics. In Islam, we don't have clergy. In Islam, we don't have pope. So you must remember, we need to remove ourselves from all this type of terminology. You must say that scholars, that is the term we use in Islam. Yes, for Christians, they can use clergy, and for the Hindus, they can use pandit, and for the Jews, they can use the word that rabbis. But in Islam, you don't use the word. This is the Western media. This is, they use the word so often that people among Muslims also start using it. Therefore, in this very program, Bliss of Marriage, many a time I tell them and inform the listeners, don't use the word dowry. Dowry has a Christian connotation for mahar. You must use the term marital gift. Yes, you are correct that you must remember, you don't need a scholar there to preside over the nikah and so forth. That the girl tells the boy that we are going to get married. They both agree. The girl's father gave permission. And remember that then there are witnesses and so forth, and the wording is mentioned properly. The nikah will be done. But the problem today is 90% of the ummah are ignorant. They will use the wrong words and so forth. Let me give you an example. For a nikah to be valid, then there is ijab and qabool. There is proposal and acceptance. So when we perform nikah, a conventional, normal nikah, that this weekend I have to perform a nikah, I'm just giving an example. So the girl's wakil, the girl's representative will come to the masjid, to the mosque, and because we have non-Muslims also, so I use the term, and listening to us, and now the boy will be there, the groom. So we find that we will ask the girl's representative, has he taken permission from that girl who will be getting married, the bride? He says yes, and so forth. Then we ask the boy. Now he says, we tell him, repeat, nakahtuha wa qabiltuha. Yes, I have married her, I have accepted her. So for a nikah to be valid, the words must be used in the past tense or present tense. Now if we leave it to the public and they do it on their own, many a time they will say, I will marry you, and so forth. Then the nikah is not valid. So therefore we say, it's best to get the scholars involved so that they give you the correct guidance. Similarly, your one point is totally incorrect. Remember, in Islam, before the nikah, there's a khutbah, and that khutbah is very important. It's not a tradition or some custom we got from India or somewhere. It is the teaching of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and if the khutbah is not read, fahiya khidaj, then that nikah is incomplete. Although technically the nikah would be valid, but remember, it will be devoid of barakah and blessing. So it's not some custom or tradition. It is the teaching, preaching of Mustafa, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Surah 3, verse 31, where Almighty Allah teaches us, fattabi'uni, follow me, Mustafa, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, yuhibbukumullah. Then you become the beloved of Almighty Allah. Wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum, and Almighty Allah jalla wala will forgive you your sins. So that is why we say it's best to let the scholars preside over it, and they will give you the guidance, inshallah.
Inshallah, ameen. Well answered there, my beloved honorable Ustad. Brother Irshad, I hope he got the answer, Ustad. Ustad, let's go to Elberton. The father wants to know, yes, some advice from you. He says, Mufti Sahab, we know, we hear you every morning on Mulana Arafat's program. We hear the bliss of marriage. You people say dating is not permissible. Dating is haram. Our 23-year-old boy, he liked this girl. And of course, he was not ready to get married, but they dated. But he was always sincere to us, Mufti Sahab. So one day, he comes to us and he says that he is on drugs. And that shattered the mother's heart. So we asked him, why are you on drugs? He says, because the girl is also on drugs. After a couple of months, he comes back and he says he made the girl pregnant. Now my wife is on depression. Ustad, what advice can I give, Ustad, as a parent? The father is saying.
That is what we are telling you. That in Islam, when you allow this broad-mindedness, then never mind, let my son date, let my daughter date. When we'll be broad-minded, so they can get adjusted to one another, so they can click with one another, so they can come to know one another. So this is exactly what Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, la yakhluwanna rajulun bimra'atin illa wa thalithu ma shaitan. Whenever a strange male and a strange female get together, the third party is always shaitan. Shaitan will always put his waswasa and whisperings. Touch her, kiss her, and then all the inhibitions are totally broken. Now they'll share the bed. I promise you, I'll marry you. And she falls for the trick. And now she's got the parcel. Now look at how many problems have accumulated. Number one, the zina, and 100 lashes must be given to both parties. That is Quran, Surah 24, verse 2. For both parties in public. Obviously, we can't give that punishment in a country like South Africa or most countries today because there's no Sharia and Islamic law. But I'm showing you the consequences. Then number two, they are on drugs. For that, 80 lashes must be given to them. And then third one, you, the parents also are guilty because all this happened under your very nose. And you gave blessings and you connived and turned a blind eye to it. Quran Kareem says, Surah 66, verse 6, Qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. O you who believe, save yourself and your children from the fire. So imagine now, accumulatedly, you compounded the problem to such an extent. Now they will not get married, then she'll have to give birth, and you can't adopt the baby, or you can't abort the baby, all that is haram also. So what must you do now? You need to have a heart-to-heart talk with your daughter. You need to have a heart-to-heart talk with this boy and tell him, if both of them are sincere, they must leave the drugs of theirs totally and immediately. Second, they both must turn their life around, make sincere tawbah. And he, this boy, if he's Muslim, he must marry the girl. Girl is Muslimah, she must marry this boy. That is what Quran is saying. Azaniyatu la yankihuwa illa zanin. And then the child there, if from date of nikah, till the date of the birth and delivery of the baby, if 6 months or more passes, then the child will be thabit to nasab. The lineage will go to the father according to the Hanafis only. And if it is less than 6 months, after 3 months, 4 months, you give birth, then according to Hanafis also is a haram child, a bi, illegitimate child. The lineage will go to the mother. According to Shafis, Malikis, Ambalis, in all cases, the child is illegitimate and the lineage will go to the mother. See now all the ramifications. So you mother, you in depression, read La ilaha illa anta subhanak. Inni kuntu min al-zalimin abundantly. You mother and father, both of you read Surah 46 verse 15. Wa aslih li fi dhurriyati. Be sincere, Ya Allah, we committed this mistake. We are guilty as charged. We are the ones who have no excuse, no mitigating circumstances. Read the dua of Nabi Adam alayhi salam. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna minal khasirin. In life, we all make mistakes. We all commit sins. Remember, we are not angels. But let us turn it around and turn the negative into a positive and see how the mercy of Almighty Allah will come. So that is my suggestion to all parties involved.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Ustad is a concerned listener from Durban, mashallah, Umslanga Rocks. And the listener says, Mufti Saab, I don't know if Mufti Saab heard this morning, a 19-year-old boy just passed away and the mother as well passed away. And it's critical because the house collapsed due of the weather in Durban. And it's all happening in Durban, Mufti Saab. The mother wants to know, people are saying it is because of we sinning in Durban. There's a lot of guna taking place, a lot of gambling, and a lot of zina. Ustad, is this true?
Remember that we can't make a blanket statement and general statement like that. However, three issues we need to address. Number one, you in Durban, that you have so many problems in other parts of South Africa and the world. So what should we be reading, reciting? There's so much rain and floods and what have you. Some people have lost their lives. So remember, in a case like that, read. Allah, read with me. Allahumma hawalayna wa la alayna. Allahumma hawalayna wa la alayna. Ya Allah, send the rain around us to those areas where there's no rain. For example, Cape Town or Soweto, or for example, Swaziland or Lesotho, Zimbabwe, Zambia, wherever there's shortage of rain in South Africa, our borders or other countries. Allahumma hawalayna wa la alayna. Second, that remember the son passed away. The son is a shaheed. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, wal ghariqu shaheed, people who drown, they are shaheed. Wa sahibul hadmi shaheed, people who get involved in accident, a wall falls on them, or a car accident, or what have you. So such people are shuhada and martyrs. So remember, we must look at the positive, and that is mentioned in Mishkat Sharif, authentic hadith. Third one is this. When we are doing good actions and then calamities come, remember that is a trial and a test from Almighty Allah. But when we are involved in vices and the vices become predominant, so idha kasur al khabas, as Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, authentic hadith in Muslim Sharif. So now the vices become predominant and then these type of things happen, then remember it is a punishment. But that punishment also is a blessing in disguise. Guys, وَلَنُذِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَى دُونَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَكْبَرِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. Allah is giving you the smaller punishment, not the bigger one. Everybody just passes away in a flood, so that those of us living can turn our life around and become better Muslims and ambassadors of Islam. So don't make a general statement, that's not correct. We must say that everybody will be judged by their own actions and deeds. So the person who passed away, Allah give him, grant him Jannatul Firdaus. The last message I got from the family members, that the mother is okay and the son passed away. So if somebody else passed away, Allah Jalla Wala grant them also Jannatul Firdaus. But remember, those who passed away, they are shuhada and martyrs. Allah Jalla Wala will elevate them tomorrow in rank and status. And those of us alive, beg Almighty Allah two du'as. Quranic du'a, فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Surah 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 64. Allah is the best protector and the most merciful one to show mercy. And as a hadith du'a, اللَّهُمَّ إِنَّا نَسَلُكَ الْعَفْوَ وَالْعَافِيَ. Ya Allah, we beg of you forgiveness. Ya Allah, we beg of you safety, comfort, fi dini wa dunya wal akhirah, in our deen Islam, in our dunya worldly matters, and in the year after. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-afwa wal-afiya. So beg Almighty Allah for forgiveness and afiya, safety, comfort. And may Almighty Allah envelope us in His mercy. Surah 7, verse 151. Wa adkhilna fi rahmatik. Ya Allah, admit us, include us in your special mercy, Ya Allah. Wa anta arhamur rahimin. You are the most merciful one to give mercy. Show give mercy and give show mercy, Ya Allah. And we give our charity also. So in that way, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will protect us and save us.
Hussein, our listener, Sister Nazreen, says the sister of Molana Ismail Katrada has been injured after a wall collapse in their house in Overport last night. Currently in hospital, her son Muhammad Saleh Jiva has passed away. Molana, the Mufti Sahib mother, is still in hospital. She never passed away, Ustad.
Yes, that's the message I got from the Katrada family in Freyheit. I contacted them, they contacted me. So may Almighty Allah grant our Hazrat Moana Ismail Katrada sister complete shifa and afia. And Allah Ta'ala grant the son, he was only 20 years old and he passed away. So Allah make him, grant him the shahadat and elevate him, and he's resurrected with the shuhada. Obviously for the parents, I don't know if the father is alive, but nevertheless the mother and the father, if he's alive, for them it's a big test and trial, you know, to bury your own son, to lose your own son in the prime of life, 20 years old. So Allah Jalla Wala knows best. But remember, in a case like this, that Almighty Allah will forgive him through His mercy and elevate him also. So all of us are required to make dua and requested to make dua. Rabbana ighfir lana wa li ikhwanina alladhina sabaquna bil iman. Surah 59, verse 10. Ya Allah, forgive us. Forgive our brothers, sisters who passed away before us with iman. Allah grant the family sabr jameel as well.
Ameen, 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 summa ameen. I see all the listeners are saying ameen, honorable Ustad. Ustad, one more question, inshallah, before we go for an ad break. Somebody is saying, yeah, Mufti Sahib, I still don't know the istikhara dua. Is there any, maybe a short dua that Ustad could teach us, the short istikhara dua, Ustad?
My brother, you want to buy a car, Mercedes or BM, Nissan or Toyota. You want to marry Aisha or Jamila. Your sister want to get married to Abu Bakr or Umar or Usman or Ali. So now you confuse and your fuses are getting blown also maybe in the process. So simple dua, one line, the hadith in Tirmidhi, Allahumma khirli khara khire. Allahumma, O beloved Allah, you select the best for me. Wakhtarli, and you choose for me. Finish. Allahumma khirli wakhtarli. Ya Allah, you select the best for me and choose for me. Whatever comes in your heart, that is your answer. You don't have to sleep. You don't have to see a dream. You don't have to worry anything. Same time, you will have a response in your heart. So that is your answer, my brother. So that is why we should make quick decisions. And after that, we put the trust in Almighty Allah. People say, I'm making istikhara for 7 days and 1 month, 30 days, 40 days, nothing happening. Read this dua, immediately you will get a response. Allahumma khirli wakhtarli. Before that, if you want, you can read 2 rakat salat. Kul ya al-kafirun, first rakat after Fatiha. Second rakat, kul wallahu had, after Surah Fatiha. And thereafter, read Allahumma khirli wakhtarli. And you got your answer easy. Deenul Islam is easy, my brother.
Subhanallah. 24 minutes to 12, we go, inshallah, for an ad break. When we get back, inshallah, we will be posing the various questions. Oh, listeners, don't go away.
You are listening to the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.
22 minutes to 12, you are listening to Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. 0847863132, that's our WhatsApp number. Yes, to the international overseas countries, plus 27847863132. Let's go back to our beloved Ustad. Ustad, there's a question here coming from a listener. He says, Honorable Mufti Saab, I know you're going to disagree with me, but I'm not going to debate with you, disagree to an agreement. My friend passed away. Can I go for his funeral? He is a Shia. Please, Mufsam, don't tell me not to go.
Remember, brother, if somebody is swearing your father, mother daily, and he passes away, then you say you want to go to his funeral. What will your family say? Okay, what a traitor you are that this person was swearing our father, mother. Now, what is our father, mother compared to Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, our mother, Sayyidina Aisha, radiallahu anha? These people, the Shias, they curse them, they make dua against them, they swear them, and therefore Quran is telling us, وَلَا تُسْوَلِّ عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ مَاتَ أَبَدًا وَلَا تَقُمْ عَلَىٰ قَبْرِ. You're speaking of friendship. Friendship must be with Almighty Allah. Friendship must be with Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Friendship and our deen must be attachment to Islam. So that is what we stand for. Not our emotions only. So my brother, there's nothing to disagree about. You want to go, I can't stop you. But I want to show you that what a treason and what betrayal you are causing when you're going to go there and so forth. So what face will you show tomorrow when you go to Medina Munawwara and stand in front of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that these people were swearing my honorable wife, Sayyida Aisha, Sayyida Hafsa, and so forth. And what face will we show Shaykhin, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, when I was there and I stood there? Because you raised the question, I'm telling you. I said, Ya Aba Bakrin, Sayyidina Aba Bakr, we will try our best and give our life to protect your honor. For Umar, Umar Farooq, we will stand for you and your honor. That is what we're supposed to do, my brother. Not betray the cause of Islam, then become a traitor, nay. So remember, you must say, I'm not going to show my dedication and love for Almighty Allah, my love for the family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my love for Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Radiyan, Sayyidina Usman, and Sayyidina Aisha. That is what you have to do, my brother. So therefore, we will say, it's not permissible. Shias are not Muslim, and Quran Kareem teaches us, Surah 9, verse 84, وَلَا تُسْوَلِّ عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ مَاتَ أَبَدًا وَلَا تَقُمْ عَلَىٰ قَبْرِ. One day, I was in King Williamstown. It was a Jumu'ah. And one of the Shia leaders entered. Allah just put it in my heart. While I was delivering the lecture, and he came all dressed in black and whatever you, my heart just, this person is a Shia. I even changed my talk a little bit. After the Jummah Salat, I performed the Khutbah Salat. I asked the brothers, who's this? So it was correct. He was one of the Shia leaders from Cape Town and whatever. I said, what's he doing here? And he said that one of the Shias have died. I took 8-10 of them and said, if you got Iman in your heart, go now to the graveyard and tell them, we will never allow a Shia to be buried here. To lo and behold, they went there and they told them, we're not allowing you, go and take him wherever you want to. So that is what we want. We belong to the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and we must show our devotion, dedication to the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We don't have to apologize to anybody, and we belong to the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah.
Allahu Akbar. I see Haji Faisal Asmal says, Malana, the listeners of Sirius FM in the East End, they're all listening to Hazrat Malana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein, Hafidhahullah, and the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. What's that, Brother Faisal is asking, even if my intention is clear in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to go for that mayyat?
You must remember, good intention does not justify haram.
Allahu
so
Allah.
You must always remember that law of Islam. Good intention does not justify haram. People can say that my intention was good, But remember, end of the day, the action you are doing is haram. That person there, his intention was to save that lady's life, and he's kissing her passionately and so forth and thus and all this. Say, no, my intention is good. So what you going to say? So we say, remember, that is haram. So good, in always remember the law. Good intention does not justify haram actions. So that is the law in Islam.
Khalas, someone in Australia is saying here from Perth, there is a new creepy trend going on around Mufti Saab, whereby people are actually marrying life-size dolls and consummating marriage with them, Ustad. Apparently, this is more for those people who are shunned by society and can't get married as such. So the listener is saying, for instance, the person could have some, some sort of disability or mental illness. What is the Islamic solution to this, Ustad? Australia?
All these are satanic things. That they're making dolls and they're making them according to the specification of people. That what color eyes you want, what color hair you want, how you want this, her figure will be this, and so forth. So you see, human being, when he or she becomes slave of their desires, because now there's no responsibility, there's no emotions involved. You can hit her, you can slap her, you can do whatever you want to, and this type of things, and so forth. So that is what Quran says. Human being is the masterpiece of Allah's creation. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ التَّقْوِيمِ. But when this human being becomes the slave of his whim's fancies and desires, ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ, then he becomes the lowest of low, even worse than animals. أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلُّ. They like animals, nay, they even worse than animals. So in Islam, absolutely haram and not permissible. And no person in the world who's a scholar will tell you these type of actions are ever permissible. That is why I say the West today can never be the best, because they have taken human being right to the abyss of, you know, the destruction, right to the ending of destruction, because they have become slaves of their whim's fancies and desires.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. 15 minutes to 12. I'm going to divert from the topic, Ustad. Somebody is asking here, Ustad, I'm reading the Quran, but I will not finish before the month of Ramadan. I started and I'm finished for 25 paras or 20 paras, whatever it is. So when Ramadan starts, Ustad, what should I do? Should I leave that the first khatam out, start with a new khatam, or what to start?
No, it is part of bliss of marriage, because now the wife tells the husband that I'm going to start my new Quran now in Ramadan. And the husband says that, no, you continue with the one you are reading. So now they also got argument. No, my sister, in a case like this, you finish 15 Jews, 10 Jews, 10, 20 paras, whatever. So you continue with the recitation of your Quran Sharif. Then on the 5th Psalm, 10th Rosa, 12th Rosa, whatever, 11th, you complete the Quran Sharif, and then you start a new one during the month of Ramadan. Not that you leave this one halfway and say, no, for Ramadan, I'm going to start for one complete new one. No. You continue with it, and in Ramadan you complete it and start another one. Then that one you start, you make perfect, you make a maximum effort and so forth there to try and complete it during Ramadan 1440. Remember the sentence, not a beautiful sentence to remember. Fasting during Ramadan is a duty. And tilawat of Quran, the recitation of the noble Quran, is the beauty of Ramadan. So that is what, and Quran is referring to that. Shahru Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Quran. The month of Ramadan is when the Quran was revealed, meaning the revelation started on the Mubarak, blessed heart of Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during Ramadan. Iqra bismi. So that is why there's a special affinity, link and connection between Ramadan and the Quran Sharif. So complete your Quran Sharif during Ramadan and then start the next one, inshallah.
Somebody is asking, your Honorable Ustad, regarding our receivers. Is Sirius FM part of the receiver, Ustad? Because apparently I heard Merkaz saying there are 5 Radio Islamic stations on the receiver, Ustad.
Yes, Mona Arafat will tell you which 5, inshallah. And remember that we are selling them here in Lanesia. And send a WhatsApp message 084-786-3132. And they're selling them there in Durban at the Al Huda School, where Hafiz Wadi is, Mohana Khalid, Yaqub is there, our brother Mondli is there, And Hafiz Suhail is there. So mashallah, that you contact them. And $6.99 per receiver. Wonderful. And buy it for yourself. Buy it and give to your friends and family. So in that way, wonderful investment it will be, inshallah, for you and for them in this world and the year after. Ji, Maulana mentioned the five radios.
The five radios, of course, the Islamic station is Radio Islam, Channel Islam, CII International. And the third is Salam Media. Then it is Radio Al-Ansar. And of course, number five is Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. I see somebody sent me a message saying, Maulana, I already bought the decoder and it's crystal clear. Alhamdulillah. Now I'm only going to listen to Markaz Sahaba. Ustad.
Barakallahu feekum. Now you buy another one for your friend, my brother.
Allah.
Or for your neighbor, even non-Muslim neighbor. Tell him, my brother, Tom, Dick and Harry or Tom, Dick and Mary, that if he's going to marry, you don't go there. Tell your wife to go there. You go there, you won't come out just now. So my brother, that you go and say, this is my gift to you. I'm a Muslim. And before Ramadan starts, I'm giving you this gift. Wonderful, mashallah. So we then teach and preach to them the truth. Islam, not what they are seeing on their media. Anything happens in Sri Lanka, anything happens in America or in Europe, Muslims are to blame. So nay, we will show you the Muslims are the most sober people on this earth. The Muslims are the most peaceful people on this earth. You must go study your own history and see who caused World War I, who caused World War II, who caused the Holocaust. All Muslims, nowhere Muslims were involved. So remember that they are hijacking Islam. But the more they try to hijack Islam, subhanallah, the divine plan. وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ. More and more people embrace Islam. New Zealand, the terrorist, the murderer, murdered 50 of our brothers, sisters and children. Yeah. And how many hundreds and thousands of people embracing Islam. So that is the manifestation of the mercy of Almighty Allah.
Yes, you can call our reception. This is a sister from Alberton. You can call our reception, inshallah, if you do want the receiver. 010-00-11-004. That's the receptionist number. 010-00-11-004. And you can speak, inshallah, to Sheikh Imran. He's our receptionist, inshallah. Please, you can contact him, inshallah, between 8 o'clock to 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Allahu Akbar. Ustad, somebody saying here, wedding these days, seems such costly ventures. Is one required to spend huge sums on wedding, Ustad? I come from a very wealthy family, and it will be a disgrace if I have to make the wedding small. We were thinking of inviting 750 people from both the parties, Ustad.
My brother, when we start worrying about people, that is the first downfall. When are we going to start worrying, what is my Allah, my Creator, Allah saying? What is our Nabi Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam's commandments? What is Deenul Islam teaching us? So the Had Quran teaches us, Surah 3, verse 31, فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. Follow me, emulate me, and you then will be loved by Almighty Allah. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. And your sins will be forgiven. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith in Mishkat Sharif, inna a'daman nikahi baraka aysaruhu ma'una. The best nikah as far as baraka blessing go is where there's least expenditure. So today we want to keep up with the Jones. It must be a five-star affair. The chairs will have parda. The ceiling will have parda. And we will have the reception at the five-star hotel and so forth. Still people will object. So leave all that. Say, I'm going to break this custom which is haram. And we're going to do things simple way. And the money, 1 million, 2 million, I'll rather give it to my daughter. Or I'll give it to some poor people and so forth. So that is what we are telling you to do, my brother. This morning I answered to somebody, walima. Walima don't have to be 5-course meal and 7-course meal and the last course intercourse. Nay, so you must remember that you just give fruits to everybody. That also is walima. So in Islam, everything is based on simplicity. We have brought about all these additions to it and made it. Look at the Arab world. The daughters can't get married. Because the mahar is 100,000, 500,000, 250,000. So that leads to so many other societal problems. So remember, Islam is based on simplicity and on piety. So you will see how much barakah, blessing will come.
I see Brother Yahya from Spring says, Malana, please send the podcast of the bliss of marriage, inshallah. Okay, we will be sending to you, Brother Yahya, inshallah.
Inshallah, our brother Tobela will have it ready, inshallah, after the program. And you go to our website, you will find it there, www.muftiakhosen.net. And you go to www.markazsahaba.com. Inshallah, you will find it on this website in just now 1 hour's time or so, or even be quicker than that. So you will find it there, inshallah. In your leisure time, you can listen to the whole program for the pleasure of Almighty Allah.
Subhanallah. Ustad, I was just going to touch on that on your program. There's a listener says, my name is Hamza. I will be coming for the Hufaz program this Saturday. I apparently heard it's after Isha at Masjid Hilal. So Brother Hamza is asking, can he bring for you a kilogram of kajur, Ustad? He says his nephew is completing the Hufaz. What's that, Ustad? Hufaz program?
So inshallah, we will be in Durban and Natal from Thursday onwards. Thursday night after Maghrib, the program is there in Vellum. Mona Abid Khan, you can contact him. Jumma program will be there in Avondale, inshallah, Musalla. You can contact the Capital Group, Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and them. And then after Isha, that is on Friday night in Amzinto, inshallah. And then in Hilal Masjid, what I remember is after Maghrib, I just checked the poster again. So it is after Maghrib, there Saturday night. So you want to bring 1 kilo of khajur? So inshallah, we will take it. And then we and you both will make iftar quickly, inshallah. So I was in Madinah Munawwara Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So mashallah, Thursday when we came there, we were not fasting. I entered the masjid, it was still 10-15 minutes or so left for iftar. So I just took 1-2 dates and the people looking at me, I said, no, I'm not fasting, don't worry. So this type of things. But the dates are very nice. So let me test it out before you test it out. So Madinah dates, you know. So yes, we will take it, brother. Jazakallah khair. Allah Ta'ala make your brother, nephew, whoever completed the hafiz, a good hafiz, inshallah, he'll perform tarawih also, inshallah.
Ustad, quick question, Brother Hamza wants to know, ladies are allowed to come, Ustad? Yes, no?
Remember that ladies can listen on the receiver. The programs will be live on Markaz Sahaba, Radio Al Ansar, and on Sirius FM. So inshallah, tell them no need to go anywhere. Sit in the comfort of your home, my mother's sisters, and inshallah, you can listen from there and take maximum benefit in the comfort of your home.
We've got about 4 minutes left. I'm going to pose maybe one more question, inshallah. Ustad, it says, I had a nikah read 6 years ago, but since my husband's parents were against it, we never told them. They have now agreed. Can we read our nikah again in front of my husband's parents? If they find out the truth, Mufti Sab, they will disown us and probably not accept me. What must I do, Ustad?
Remember that for the boy to take permission for nikah is not compulsory. So the nikah is valid that you performed 6 years ago because you were happy. He was happy, your parents were happy, the girl's parents. So remember, the nikah is valid. So there's no such thing of renewing the nikah and so forth. Regarding that they come to know and all that, remember that they'll disown you. All these are empty threats and totally haram. No father, mother, Muslim, we are speaking about, can disown and disinherit and say we are depriving you. Surah 4, verses 13-14. If you do things correctly, وَذَٰلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ, that is a supreme success. You want to deprive or decrease the share of an heir, وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيَتَعَدَّ حُدُودًا, Surah 4 verse 14. Then you disobey Almighty Allah, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You go beyond the limits, Allah dispatches you to Jahannam, خَالِدًا فِيهَا, for a very, very long time, وَلَهُ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ, and for such a person will be a humiliating, disgraceful punishment. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam's hadith in Ibn Majah, Mishkat Sharif, various compilations. Man qata'a miratha warithihi, qata'a Allahu miratha min al-jannah. Whosoever deprived the heir of their share, Almighty Allah will deprive you of your share of Jannah. In conclusion, I mentioned it last night, I'm repeating it, that each one of us, less than 2 weeks left for Ramadan Mubarak 1440, my dear brother, sister, let each one of us get our will in order. First, burial, funeral expenses. Then number two will be the debts of the deceased must be paid, personal debts, corporate debts, company debts. Third, wasiyah, you bequeath for Marqaz Sahaba or Radio Ansar or Sirius FM, maximum 1/3 of the total estate for non-heirs, a person, organization. Fourth one is the shares of the heirs. So that is what Islam is teaching us. Inshallah, now we'll be going just now for the news, and thereafter 12 to 1 will be Alfas and Kosi, 1 o'clock will be Adhan, 5 plus 1 will be Tafsir of the Noble Quran, Surah number 60, we are starting today, Surah Mumtahina, inshallah.
Ameen.
And then we'll go to the archives, and then 2 o'clock to 4 will be Sheikh Zakaria, then 4 o'clock to Maghrib will be Maulana Khalid Yaqub, thereafter will be the Surah, 7 to 8 inshallah will be Al-Amin Templeton with business matters inshallah, 8 to 9, today is Tuesday, so we will join our brother Maulana Bilal Katrada inshallah, Tech Talk. So wonderful lineup inshallah. Allahumma barik lana fi Shaban wa ballighna Ramadan. Jazakallah khairan Maulana.
Jazakallah khairan Ustad. I think I need to listen to that program Tech Talk, Ustad. Tech Talk.
Yeah, me, I don't understand, so I don't listen.
Let me love and leave you on this beautiful Tuesday. See you tomorrow again. Part 2 on the bliss of marriage. Hey, Ustad, it's just too much. We leave you in love, inshallah. Up next is the 12 o'clock news with Brother Alfas Nkosi. From myself, of course, I see Haji Abu Yusuf full of smiles this morning. Brother Tobel and all of the listeners out there. Haji Faisal Asmal, Jazakumullah Khairan to all the listeners of Sirius FM and all the listeners of Marqaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. From myself, Arafat bin Ibrahim Hatia, Allahumma ahdina wa ahdibina wa ahdin nasa jami'a. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.